I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. News outlets are reporting that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to nominate Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his Secretary of State. Rubio was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2010. He has gained a reputation for his hardline views on China and Iran. Rubio has also expressed skepticism over President Joe Biden's support of Ukraine and its war with Russia. He has recently said that Kyiv needs to seek a negotiated settlement with Moscow. He was one of 15 senators to vote against a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine earlier this year. Two other Republican lawmakers are prepared to serve in Trump's incoming administration. He said Monday that he will nominate Representative Elise Stefanik of New York State as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and has reportedly asked Representative Michael Waltz of Florida to be his national security advisor. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Trump will nominate Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota as Secretary of Homeland Security. A judge in New York State will decide Tuesday whether to undo Trump's conviction in his hush money case because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Trump was convicted in May of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels in 2016, becoming the first ex-U.S. president to be tried and convicted on criminal charges. Prosecutors say the money was to buy her silence about claims she had a brief affair with Trump, an allegation Trump has denied. The Supreme Court ruled several weeks later that ex-presidents cannot be prosecuted for actions they took while in office. This is VOA News. Trump's lawyers cited the ruling to argue that the evidence included his presidential financial disclosure form and testimony from some White House aides. A Spirit Airlines flight landed safely in the Dominican Republic Monday after it was struck by gunfire as it was nearing the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. Reuters correspondent Sayakir Jasny reports.
The airline said the plane was damaged and taken out of service upon landing. Photographs showed it punctured with bullet holes. No passengers were injured, but there are reports that an attendant was grazed by a bullet. Spirit said it will suspend all flights to Port-au-Prince. The U.S. Embassy said all flights in and out of the city's airport are now stopped due to gang-led efforts to block travel, including violence and disruptions to roads and airports. Airlines including JetBlue say they will cancel all services there running through Thursday and will watch to see if more cancellations are needed. Armed gangs in Haiti's capital have shot at planes recently as security worsens. Last month, a UN helicopter was hit by gunfire over Port-au-Prince.
That was Reuters correspondent Sayakir Jasny. As firefighters battle small wildfires across the northeastern United States, across the nation, much larger wildfires are blazing in Southern California. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There are about a half dozen fires in the northern New Jersey, New York area, sending smoke into the air, including the Jennings Creek wildfire in Passaic County. It's threatening several homes like Dana Van Allen's.
Definitely concerned that it's going to spread because it could spread right to our homes.
There are other wildfires in New England and in California's Ventura County and Nevada's Reno area, which forced thousands of evacuations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us about the ceremony honoring Harriet Tubman, the first woman to oversee an American military action during a time of war.
Dozens gathered on Veterans Day at the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad State Park in Maryland for a formal ceremony making Tubman a one-star brigadier general in the state's National Guard. Tubman escaped slavery in 1849 and settled in Philadelphia. She established the Underground Railroad Network and led other enslaved black women and men to freedom. She then channeled those experiences as a scout, spy, and nurse for the Union Army during the Civil War, helping guide 150 black soldiers on a gunboat raid in South Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green.